Construction is underway on the contentious Interstate 2059 project. The ALDOT plan to replace aging bridges on the interstate through downtown Birmingham began with the permanent closure of the 17th Street exit off I-2059 northbound. The project has the city's business community concerned as investors and developers work to revitalize the area in and around downtown. We talk more about that in this week's Magic City Marketplace. WBHM's Esther Chemikili spoke with the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Ty West, and he starts with some background.
There was never any debate that something needed to be done there. The debate was always about what should be done. And several people in the business community, a lot of civic proponents, really thought that they should pursue an alternative apart from what they're actually going to do at this point, which is rebuild the bridges. They're going to be larger bridges. They're going to be different bridges. And ALDOT says there's going to be some benefits to them. A lot of people would have preferred sinking the interstate underground, which ALDOT initially said wasn't feasible, or relocating the interstate entirely, which they said they don't have time to do and would also be too costly. And the money just isn't there right now.
What implications could this project have on Birmingham's revitalization efforts?
Well, I think one of the most interesting factors about this construction project, which is going to take years to finish this project, 2019 at the minimum. So I think the interesting thing is this area is really supposed to be an epicenter of activity in the next few years. Top Golf is expected to be open by the end of this year. It's going to be right down there by that corridor where they're really trying to direct traffic to when they do close the bridges for replacement, that 11th Avenue corridor. Some of the developers we spoke with are kind of concerned that with this project going on, with the work happening, that they might be a little hesitant to sink into that right now. So it might delay some of that activity until the bridges are completed before you start seeing kind of that ancillary development that might pop up there. They're looking at building a stadium near the BJCC, another big project that would be down there. So once you add in kind of two major construction projects potentially going on at the same time, that's obviously something that could create some hurdles and challenges, and it might limit development opportunities in the short term. In the long term, the people we talked to were optimistic. They think that area, especially the area kind of north of the BJCC, could use some kind of rebranding and some new thoughts about ways to jumpstart activity, both in the area directly north of BJCC, but also the northern neighborhood up there, the residential area. They think that this could be an impetus for that, even though opponents of the project are saying that, you know, this isn't going to be good for that area because it's going to, I guess, continue that artificial divide that those bridges have caused for so many years.
And you mentioned that the timing of this project seems to be one of the biggest concerns to Birmingham's business community. Talk about that.
Well, I mean, traffic congestion is all obviously a major quality of life issue. And I think when you look at this stretch, which is one of the busiest in Birmingham, I think there are some concerns in the business world about what this is going to mean, obviously, for logistics in terms of the trucks that are going to be coming through. Obviously, most people are hoping that they're going to divert around 459 and kind of go around the city if they're ever traveling east to west. But just the fact that we're going to be kind of moving traffic from the interstate to a surface street, at least for a stretch down there on 11th Avenue North for an extended period of time, probably around a year, that's a cause for concern. And I think it's going to take a lot of planning and a lot of notice and a lot of detours and a lot of well thought out kind of marketing strategies to kind of inform people about that and really manage as well as possible. But we talked to some traffic experts in town who they're like, you know, that's the big unknown. So far, the project hasn't created huge disruptions, but the big disruption they're looking at is in 2018 when those bridges are closed for about a year. That's where they're pointing to and saying that's where you could start to see some big challenges in connection with this project.
We'll continue to watch that with you here, Ty. Finally, the grocery delivery company Shipt raised $40 million aimed at helping with the company's expansion efforts. What does this mean for the company here in Birmingham?
Well, I mean, this is huge news both for the company and really for Birmingham's entrepreneurial ecosystem as well. It's good for the company. It's going to allow them to really accelerate their growth efforts. They're going to be able to expand to even more markets at probably a faster pace than they would have without this funding round. Also, they're going to add jobs in Birmingham. I think you're going to see probably about 100 jobs kind of here in Birmingham at its corporate headquarters. That's a positive sign for Birmingham that they're going to be able to grow that much. But looking beyond that, kind of at the broader picture, the thing we hear so much in the technology scene locally and the startup scene locally is Birmingham needs some really big wins to really put us more on the radar, to attract more venture capital interest, to attract more companies and employees to Birmingham. A deal like this, $40 million, that's the type of thing that's going to put Birmingham on the radar.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. He spoke with WBHM's Esther Chemikili.